Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Victory in Jesus, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Lord is My Light, from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33.
Me to the victory, living God. Lord some praise in the house of God. Oh, come on, you got a better praiser than that. Amen. I don't know what you came in here with, but I'm glad that we got enough of Jesus in this house today to take care of it. He can lift your every burden. He can carry your every trial. He can cancel out your every sin. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We ought to just give the Lord some praise right here, right now. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Amen. All right, come on. Get on the chorus and give it to Him. Oh, victory. Of mankind was won at the cross. Satan was defeated. Well, they thought, well, he's in a tomb. Set the guard. I mean, so he died. People have died on crosses before. But just as a precautionary measure, set the watch, seal the stone, and let's see what happens. One day, 2 days, 3 days went by. On the third day, death couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't conceal him. And he arose victorious. For he took something that was unlikely and won our victory. Amen. He won your victory in an unlikely manner, in an unlikely place. And praise God, that's the plan of God. Back to the story in the boat. Here's the man who had a measure of faith. His name was Peter. For it was Peter who said, you know, bid me to come to you on the water. Just let me come. Jesus simply said it in one word. I like this one word. Come. Amen. Simply come. You know, today, you don't need all the details of what God's going to do. You don't need the blueprints of what He is going to do in your life. You don't need some type of spec that will tell you how God's going to work and move in your life. You know, how God's going to perform in your life. You just need to hear Him say, come. 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 And today, you don't need an analysis of how your sins are going to be, the sins that you committed are going to be forgiven, and to determine today what the Lord is going to do. You just need to come. Bring your burdens to the Lord. Bring your sins to the Lord. Bring your struggles to the Lord. Bring everything to Him because He can handle it. Amen. So Peter threw 1 foot over the boat. I'd love to have seen that day. He threw one leg. 1 foot over the water, over the boat, into the water to come to Jesus. Jesus said, come! Come! You don't need to make, you don't need to let the world manipulate and control you when Jesus is calling you. What you need to do is just take it, put 1 foot in the aisle, and come to Him. Amen. Your problems, your sins, your struggles, all these things today, can it be overcome today? You know why? Because listen, there's favor that will fall on your life when you come by faith and receive what God has for you. So Jesus said, come. And Jesus is still saying to you and I today, come. Come. Get out of your life raft of the pew. Oh, you hearing me this morning?
and come by faith to the light of the world and let Him transform you today. If there's going to be salvation, you've got to come. If there's going to be healing, you've got to come. If there's going to be renewal, you've got to come. If there's going to be revival, you've got to come. If there's going to be a breakthrough, you've got to come. If there is going to be a miracle, you have to come. Amen. Peter began to walk on water because his faith was fixed on Christ. But something happened. The storm, the wind, the waves, the sounds, all the things got his attention. So you've got to watch for, listen to me, you've got to watch for the distractions that Satan will put before you to distract you, to pull your attention away from Jesus. He wants you to be destroyed. And if that's going to be a victory, I'm going to tell you, you've got to have faith in God. And you've got to keep that faith anchored upon Him. Call upon His precious name, and He will deliver you from all your fears. Amen. If you're worried, you can have confidence today in the one who is called the Prince of Peace. If you're hopeless today, I'm glad that we have a God who said, I am the God of all hope. If you're sorrowful today, you can have confidence in Jesus because in His presence is fullness of joy. Amen. With confidence in Christ today, all things are possible because the Lord, my light, is today the one who keeps the promise that He will perform and do what He said in His Word. Amen. So realizing this today, this God whom we serve is a mountain-moving, way-making, promise-keeping God that will never fail you. And I challenge you to put Him to the test. Reach out by faith today and trust what God can do. As long as Peter was more aware of God than his surroundings, he walked on the water. It's when he looked at his surroundings. But preacher, what am I going to do? You're looking at your surroundings. But how am I going to get through this problem? You're looking at your surroundings. You've got to release it all to God. You've got to let Him take it and lift the burden. You can cast all your care upon Him because He's the God who does care for you today. Amen. Stay focused. Stay focused by faith on God. And don't get distracted by the details of the world. The bottom line of faith is simply in two words. We win. Try that again. The bottom line of faith is we win. Amen. Peter cried unto Jesus, Lord, save me. And Jesus, let me tell you what He's doing today. He's calling to you simply the same four-letter word that begins with C and ends with E. Come. Come. Come to salvation. Come to deliverance. Come for healing. Come for favor. Come in those unexpected places today. For the Lord is my light. And He wants to shed His light on your life today. The question is, will you come and receive what our God is offering?
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.